you know, at the beginning of the year, I'm sure you had these goals or, you know, your to-dos or so on. And what do you think you've not really worked well on? And how are you going to work on that? Or what do you feel, oh my God, before the end of the year, these are the things I need to do? We are back.
We're back. And Shiro here.
And this is Something About Life.
All grown-up business people. We are so excited to be here.
Yes, we had taken a bit of a summer hiatus, but now, or maybe for Kenya, it was a winter hiatus. But for us, we went to enjoy some nice hot summer weather.
30 degrees, a whole month. It's fantastic.
Yes. So we're so happy to be back. I've missed this. I know, Shiro, you've also missed it. We have so much to talk about.
Yeah, I haven't really spoken to you the last month anyway, apart from like commenting on pictures on Instagram.
Yes, and a few WhatsApps here and there. We were both busy taking care of our babies and having fun in the meantime.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, Shiro, how was your summer break?
Making new memories, as we say. It was great. Mm-hmm. We were away for about a month. We went to see our in-laws, you know, COVID. We hadn't seen people in about 3 years. So we packed up the house, the kids, and we left. And it was brilliant. As I said, it was hot, wasn't it? It was like
it's so fantastic.
Upwards of 25 every day.
Yeah.
My family hasn't been together like that in, again, 3 years. My mother-in-law is turning 70, so it was a big deal. So we all came from here, the UK and Australia, got together with all our babies, and the majority of us have had babies who we have not met and stuff like that. Yeah. So it was really a massive reunion.
It was a get-together, yeah.
It's a massive reunion. It was beautiful. Lots of laughs, lots of good food, great wine, lots of celebrations. Like, my firstborn turned 6 and we had that birthday in Ireland.
Yeah.
My sister-in-law had 2 kids who we christened there. The weekend after, I christened my other baby there. Yeah. So there was a lot. And then weekend after that, we went away to this amazing coastal town for my mother-in-law's 70th celebration.
Yeah.
This massive manor house, beautiful, like, just, it was non-stop
enjoyment.
Memories.
Making memories. It was brilliant. It was really nice. Same here.
Yeah.
We were away for over a month, around 5 weeks. It was fantastic. We went for a reggae festival with my husband. That was
so, you guys.
That was so much fun. And, you know, I was just telling some friend of mine, like, this was a one reggae festival. No diss to Kenyan reggae festivals, but I was super comfortable having my phone out the whole time and recording things. Because, you know, normally when we have reggae concerts here, you really have to be careful because you don't know how, you know, what will happen.
I know exactly what you mean.
No, it was fantastic. Like, but the highlight of the reggae festival for me was just like those, this dancer. Like, she was called Aneka or something. Oh my gosh. You know, like the Jamaican videos you see where people stand on their heads and like just twerk their bones. That was it. Like, she was performing.
That was the highlight of your reggae festival.
No, it's just that, you know, like in the space that we were in, for that to be imposed there, just like looking around and you're just like, yeah, this is a bit much for these guys. Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's not your normal everyday twerk experience. Like, it was conscience performing. So that was really good. Yeah, and the whole lineup was fantastic. Like, 2 days of just proper enjoyment. Same as you. We had the baptism for our baby.
Oh, yeah.
That was really lovely. My mom
came. Yeah.
Yes. And that was so nice. And you know what I did? I took her for the Stockholm Pride Parade.
I saw that. Bloody hell. What did she think of that?
She actually enjoyed it. She was very curious. That's something she's never seen before and, you know, maybe even never thought about it.
Yeah.
It was just very curious. Like, she got a bit shocked when she saw 1 or 2 naked people, but in general, you know, it was a fun thing. Like, the music, the dancing, the the parade, you know, the thoughts behind it, and just also see her seeing all the organizations that are supporting Pride Festival there. It was really nice. We did some tours around. We went to the West Coast. We had some nice time at the beach. We just visited friends, family, consumed copious amounts of wine. Went out dancing, which was really nice because that's not so frequent.
Oh yeah, I saw that with your girlfriends. Yeah.
Yes, that was so good. Like, and the place was just playing like our music. Like, have you ever gone to a club? You're like, oh my God, am I in Kenya or where am I? Like, this music was just really good music. We had such a good time. Yeah. And then came back, reality, you know, back to school. Like, my first week back home was so hectic. Back to school, kids starting New Year's, my baby starting big school. Back to work, like there's just everything all over the place. So, but now I'm feeling like, okay, now I'm settled. Things have adjusted. Now I'm back to the routine. Everything is back. The system is aligned. Like, I'm out of holiday mode.
Yeah.
So that's really good. Yeah.
Are you feeling rested though? Or do you need a break from that holiday?
Can you really feel rested after like is that in a way? Yes. I was mentally exhausted. Like, I think also from work, like there was just a lot. We were super busy just before the summer break. So in that sense, like I'm rested from work, you get?
Yeah.
But like, you know, it's not like a holiday where I was just laying around and doing nothing.
Yeah, it was nonstop moving around, entertainment,
taking care of the kids, doing stuff and so on. But I'm actually like rested in a sense, like I'm rested mentally.
Yes, I
needed that break.
Yeah,
I needed that break.
I think so too. I didn't think I needed it, but my first 2 weeks I was still working, and I work remotely anyway. And then, but also in between, I had to go to Amsterdam for a few days for work, and that was really lovely. I'd never been to the Netherlands before, and I thoroughly enjoyed it.
I love Amsterdam.
And we were right bang in the city, and we did the canals, and just it was lovely. Great food, just walking around and stuff. And it was summer, so beautiful weather. And I would definitely go back.
Yeah.
So did that, and then as soon as I came back, I took a few weeks off, and that's when now it was just
relaxation.
What are we doing now?
Yeah, true.
Trying to relax as much as you can. But of course, again, you have kids.
Yeah.
We were in a house of 14 people. This is adults and kids. So yeah, can you really relax?
Lot.
It was
no,
a lot. It was nonstop.
It's a bit much. Yeah.
It was nonstop, but that's why we were there. But to just unwind, chill, my kids had a brilliant time. And that, you know, just to see that was worth it, was worth
exactly the trip. But for me also, like, yes, it was restful in the sense that I think the whole trip, my kids can sleep. So they sleep till 10 a.m. on average. Mm. And because of the summer light, you know, they sleep a bit later. So 9 p.m., 10 p.m. 9 p.m., 10 is a bit late.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think the youngest was reaching 10. But my older one could do 10 on some nights. But like waking up, there's a day I swear my baby woke up at 10:45. Like, we had to wake him up. Like, okay, you have to eat something now. It's time. So that was really good for us. Because for me, I'm like, if I'm on holiday with the kids and I can sleep till 8:30, by then I'm happy.
You're happy with that,
This was like 9:30, 10. I was in heaven. Because, you know, you really sleep. You're well rested. There's no rush. You're not going anywhere. You don't have to think of packing lunches. You know, like the whole mundane things you have to do every day when you're at home, it was really good.
Yeah.
So that was a good break. But that just now that we had that break, I think we discussed it a bit, Shiro. I think now it's that time where we're doing, it's a bit late in the year since it's September, but like we do the halfway mark since we didn't do, you know, we were away the whole of August. So it's like our checkpoint. So it's like our half year checkpoint.
Mm.
Like what do you think you're acing in your to-do list, you know, at the beginning of the year? I'm sure you had these goals or, you know, your to-dos or so on. And what do you think you've not really worked well on? And how are you going to work on that? Or what do you feel, oh my God, before the end of the year, these are the things I need to do?
You know, it's funny because I always had targets at the beginning of the year and I did nothing. And I talked about it and then I just gave up. I was like, I can't be asked.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, one of the only things that I've been consistent with this podcast. One thing we talked about is done. The rest, I've done nothing. And I think it also helps that we are doing it together. So there's no, I can't quit. You know what I mean? You're on top
you're
of
not
it.
Allowed
and I have to
quit.
Be on top of it because I know I have to be accountable.
Yes.
You know, that sort of thing. Yeah. Otherwise, it was me. I feel like I'm having a year where I can't, I have no motivation and I refuse to find it somewhere.
Why do you feel this? Like, where is this lack of motivation?
I don't
motivation?
Know what it is. It's just, and it's never been, it's something that's very new to me. Mm-hmm. And it has been, we're in the seventh month.
Yeah, we're in September. And we're in the ninth month. September.
Sorry, I'm talking about, I'm coming from Feb.
Yeah.
Ninth month. Yeah. So I've really struggled, but just before we left, I went and did something I've been talking about for 2 years. Uh-huh. And I went and I got myself a therapist. I have talked about it for 2 years and I wanted someone for me.
Yes.
Because I'm very in my head.
Yeah.
And I wanted some guidance on my own stuff. There's a lot of, you see, again, this motivation.
Yes.
Why can I not push myself? Because I've also understood that nobody can do it for me.
No, it has to come from you.
Yeah. And I'm struggling with it and I can't figure it out. And the other things I'm struggling with and I'm like, you know what? And I've talked about it for 2 years and I know people who do it and it really, my God, it works for them, right? We've talked about this before.
Yes.
And so I called a friend of mine. I said, I'm looking for somebody who can you recommend? These are the things I want. Someone who specializes in this sort of thing. And mainly it's just for me.
Yes.
For my own personal growth.
Growth, yes.
And stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I got a list and I Googled a few people, called a few people, and I picked one person and I started the next week.
Fantastic.
And I've been doing it for about 5 weeks now, if you can believe it, every week. Mm-hmm. And within the first 2 weeks, I was like, you know, in my homework, I've got stuff I need to do.
Yeah.
And again, now this accountability thing over and above it.
Yeah.
You know, she's basically telling me things that I know.
You already know you need to do.
Yeah, so she's
now,
like, why are you not doing
like,
this?
Why haven't you done this?
So,
and you need to report
what do you
back
need?
On that.
Yeah, I have to report. That's the other thing. I have to report. And I'm like, oh, crap. I need to actually attempt it for myself.
Yes.
So I have. And you know, this is the first time. I'm not telling you I'm tired. I'm not tired.
Yes.
I'm feeling great.
But that's fantastic.
I'm in a great mental state.
Yeah.
I am sleeping much better. I am doing all these things I really enjoyed, like the last time you were here when we were talking about reading books. I've read two already.
Oh, congratulations.
I'm getting organized.
You're working on yourself,
I'm working on myself. And it's one of those things where, you know, why would you not was a question.
Yeah.
And I had no answer to that.
Mm.
What is stopping you?
Yeah.
Those things, you know what I mean? So that's one of the things. So this last couple of months for me towards the end of the year are going to be amazing.
You're going to kick some ass.
Let's talk about it in December.
Yes.
I am kicking some ass, so I'm excited. Now I feel better.
I'm excited for you.
Yes. So it's not a matter of, I don't feel bad that I didn't start at the beginning of the year. I'm happy that I'm doing it. As late as it is.
I don't think it's late, Chiro.
Yeah.
You're doing it at the right time when you're ready. Because if you had maybe done it when you are not ready to receive some of that feedback and information you're being given, you would have gone nowhere. Because you would have just gone like, no, this is not working for me. And you know you can easily quit therapy also.
Yeah.
It's not like you can't quit therapy. So I think it's all a matter of timing. It's all in the right time.
Mm.
So where you are right now is where you're meant to be and you're working on yourself. So it's fantastic and I'm super happy for that. And just like you, I'm super happy. Like this podcast has been like the one biggest achievement for me for this year. Like we have stuck to it. We have done it. We said we were going to do 12 episodes and for sure we're going to do 12 episodes, maybe and then some.
Yeah,
because,
I
you know,
so.
Yeah, we're already on episode 8 and in September, we'll probably do some months we might do 2 episodes and so on. So if we surpass, I don't even want to surpass. I just want to hit that 12 episodes. I'll be like, amazing. And I was talking to someone about this. And for me, this podcast, without thinking, it's a sort of release also. Like, you know, you get to talk about things. But also for me, for my kids in the future, they have a living diary of me.
Yeah.
Like they can
I've
kind
never
of,
about
yes,
it like that.
They
yeah.
can kind of, like for me, especially it's for my kids, they will know where I was at that point. Like when my mom was this age, oh, this was how she saw, you know, this was her thoughts. Yeah, this was how she was thinking and so on. Because sometimes, have you ever been curious? Like, you know, like when our parents were, like what was going through their minds? Yeah. And for me, this is a good memorialization of the process I'm going through and the work I'm doing to work on myself to be a better parent. They can hear what I was struggling with, what I'm struggling with, you know, with them, with myself, with, you know, my partner and so on. So I feel like that's one of the biggest to-dos that I have ticked off. And I'm super proud of that. I also feel like, even though this year I told you my word was execution. So I don't go crazy in terms of listing like things like, ooh, I need to do this. I generally decide to have like a word of the year. And then you try to embody that throughout. So like for me, I realized like a lot of time, like previously I'd plan a lot of things and I'd say I'd want to do this, but then I'd slow down on the execution bit. So this year it's been more like execute, execute, execute from anything, like from the very small things, you know, every day to day, and from the very big, you know, if I want to achieve a saving of X amount, I need to get on it. However, I fell off the bandwagon at some point because I think like, from around end of April, April, May, June, I think also mentally it has been tough for me. I've been going through a lot. Like it's, if it's not work, there's also been just strife, not strife, but like strain maybe in like also a bit in my marriage. So there's like been a lot of things on my mental, you know, like just my mental state. So I've fallen off. Like there are things I would really, really want to do. Then I'm like, I don't have the energy. I'm just tired, you know. But I feel like also taking this break that I took and just relaxing and, you know, putting myself back together again. That's what I'd say. I feel like I'm putting myself back together again. I'm feeling more energized now. Like I'm a bit more like, you know, I'd fallen off my exercise bandwagon, but, you know, I got a personal trainer now. You know, for CrossFit, I restarted CrossFit, you know, so those small things, just getting back on my fitness journey again, being a bit more watchful on what I'm eating, my thoughts and so on. And also seeing a therapist again is also really helping. So I think it's, I feel like now as just the way you're saying, it's like a fresh start.
It is. I feel so good. Like it's, and as you said, you cannot, even when you talk about April and whatever, it's not, I also understand that you cannot be winning every day.
No, you can't.
It's life. It's you life, are a human being.
And you can't will, put, you know, I can't put a front and just say the way I'm winning in it. No, like there are times you're just in a slump. And I feel like for me, like the past 3 months, it hasn't been like a slump where like I'm in the dumps. But I've not been 100. I've maybe been 70. You know, and normally me, I'm not even 100. I'm like 150.
You're on 10, Uko.
I'm like 150%. Like I am, I push, like I am, you know, like I am, I you know, like there's nothing that stands in front of me, but it's like I've had this period and moments and some experiences which have just had to make me like reevaluate myself and like sit down and go like, oh, okay, maybe you need to rethink a lot of things that are happening. So, and it's not over that process because I think it's not a switch you turn on and off because some days are really good and then some days are like, what is going on? You know, you still feel like, oh, am I making the right decisions? Am I doing what's best for me? And especially I think working on that sense where I have to like put myself first. Because I think for the longest time, we have been conditioned to not put yourself first. So it's a battle. Like when you're about to, when you're about to make a decision, it's really a strain. Like my first, you know, option is to think of how will this affect X, Y, Z, you know, all the other periphery people instead of just thinking like, okay, how is this working for me? So that's what I'm working on and just having more honest conversations and opening up communication. And also, I've also been like reassessing some relationships also around me. And I think I've also like let go of some friendships, I think, because maybe I felt like they were not serving me right. It's like my eyes opened up. You know, like sometimes when like you're in a situation and then you're like, this person is actually not meaning the best for me. Because, you know, like I was just telling someone the other day, when someone makes a very snide comment and then they say, I'm just joking or, you know, don't take it too seriously. Yeah, they're gaslighting you. So I sat down and I'm like, oh, okay, maybe. And also just reassessing myself also in some of my friendships and some of my relationships, like how am I performing? Am I bringing value to whatever it is? So it's, I will say it's like a molting process. You know, when a snake molts, when you remove your skin, I feel like that's where I am right now. Like it hasn't finished. I'm still in the process. It's painful in some bits,
yeah.
But you emerge better. I stopped using the word stronger because I'm a baby girl.
I don't like that.
I like the soft life. So no, I don't want strong things. I just want to be better off.
I want to give you another one of mine that I'm very excited about. Mm-hmm. And that's Project Whimsy.
Yes, you're back, yeah?
We are back.
Yeah.
And not only are we back, mm-hmm. we are starting our own Kenyan line here.
Oh, nice.
So that has been something that we've been working on, and it's been very painful. Mm-hmm. It's been a very, very painful journey just because we've had to really dig deep while still living our own lives and working other jobs.
Yeah.
And work with the strategists and just changing everything and sourcing and just the whole plan.
Yeah.
And before the end of the year, we should already have our first line here.
Woo!
Made in Kenya.
And you know, us guys, we have to model this
outfit. Don't worry. Kwanzaa, as Whimsy will come here, we will sponsor this episode.
Yes.
Where we'll come and sit here and do a...
And do a visual show.
We should do a visual show.
By the way, one of my targets, or at least for the podcast, for both of us, is at least before the end of the year, at least have one visual episode on YouTube.
We'll do a visual one.
Hold us to account. We're going to... You're going to see us soon.
Yeah, we'll do it. Actually, we should do that. We'll do a Whimsy one. So I'm very excited. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, this morning, my kids are in school. I've got a baby in grade one, and my littlest one is in playgroup from this morning.
Yeah.
Did you see the picture?
No, I've not.
I'll show you.
I've not been on social media since I woke up.
You should see them. They're so cute. My husband, I think, almost needed. He must have needed a hug. I left him.
But
basically, he was supposed to drop the kids off and then I come.
Yeah.
I'm not very emotional about those things.
Yeah.
So in the morning, he's like, oh, no, she needs to go with a nanny. She doesn't know anyone in class. I'm like, none of those kids know anybody in class. That's how it starts. Like, nobody goes to school knowing people. No, she has to go with a nanny. I'm like, no, she's not going with a nanny.
Yeah.
We're dropping her off. Oh, no. So I had to go get ready and go with them to school and then go and drop her myself because
he'd have gone with the nanny.
Yeah, he was there, like, looking through the window. I'm like, put on your shoes and leave the class. Tell her you're going. Don't sneak out.
Yeah, just tell her you're
Tell
going.
Tell her you're going. Don't sneak out. Go. Yeah. And then he was there in the window. I think he needed a hug. He's not okay.
It's his baby.
It was very funny for me.
I'm telling you, like, baby, now our youngest is also now in, not playgroup, but, you know, foundation stage now in school. And it wasn't so bad the first day he was okay. We left him, you know, and everything. I don't know what has happened since then. I'm telling you, child, it's crying fits. Like, he's crying. I don't want to go to school. I think now reality has dawned on him. Like, it wasn't just like me going and then like for a few hours and then I come back to play with my toys.
This is forever.
Like, yes, I miss my toys. I want to stay home. I want you to take me. So like Monday we had such a massive meltdown. He couldn't get on the bus. My husband had to take him. Yesterday he tried to pull that stunt. I was like, if we let you win today, it's not gonna work. So I was just like, I told the bus driver, I've already given him a lollipop as a bribe. He's going. And he was crying. Oh my God, it was heartbreaking. But I just had to put him, strap him on his seat and go like, bye. Luckily his sister was there. And I'm like, okay, sour, bye.
Holy shit.
Today was a bit better. Because then we've talked about it from yesterday. We've been talking, you're a big boy, no crying, you're going to go to school. And there was a slight whimper. So today he thought, like, after jumping in the muddy puddles, he will come back home. Because that's what, now, you know, you give him an exciting beat. Yesterday it was swimming. So today it's like, oh, you see it's raining? You're going to jump in muddy puddles with your, you know, your outside suits. And then he was like, but then I come home. So I had to give him a bit of a white lie. I was like, yeah. Yeah, right. He's staying in school the whole day.
It's just like,
So I think that's also hard for me. Like, and I have to be like, to kind of let go, like, and not like be over possessive and go like, no, I have to go and be there with the teacher. You know, sometimes you just, have to let them cry.
Yeah.
Like, you
yeah.
have to leave them crying yeah. and know that the teachers will take care of it.
Yeah.
And then I'm a bit anxious because I'm about to go on a work trip again yeah. for like almost 2 weeks. And, you know, it's just like he's just started school and my daughter has, she's shining. She's already been invited for, I don't know, the swim team, the football. You know, how she's just, she loves school. She's happy to be back with her friends. She's having play dates. But for my baby, I feel like, oh, he's like not adjusting, but yeah. he is. But then he like regresses, but that's also super normal. Like imagine, you know, even I remember my daughter had like when she started school, you know, 1 week she'd be happy, the next week she will not. I kind of want to be there. So this me leaving, I feel like I'm losing control. It's like me wanting to be there to yeah. just like see him through that.
But it's great. It's great that these are things that are out of your control.
Yes,
so
I know.
It will have to be what it is.
It is. And the dad is going to be there.
Yes, exactly.
And you know what? It's fine. Like he's going to be fine. Like the teachers are professional. They're taking care of him. But of course you see your child crying, your heart breaks.
Yeah, exactly.
But he's fine. Like in general, he loves school. Like
yeah.
when once he gets over his moodiness, he normally says, "Mama, I'm in a mood." So once
he's three.
Yes, he knows that he's like, "I'm in a mood," or "I'm in my I have big feelings." So the moment he finishes that, then it's okay. So that's just me. That's like also a new season. You see, like now for the first time, I can work from home with no interruptions. Like there is no one to interfere with my life.
Great, isn't it? This freedom. That's one of the things I'm looking forward to. So my plan is, because I work from home too and
yeah.
stuff. So I am, for the rest of the rest of the year, I am decluttering the house room by room. So I'm starting with all my baby's clothing, my stuff.
Yeah.
We're going room to room. I'm going to
Marie Kondoing that shit.
I am Marie Kondoing the whole digs. I have so much stuff.
Yeah.
And then my husband is a hoarder of notes. So I'm going through room by room. I'm just going to get rid of stuff. All
yeah.
of it. All
yeah.
of it. Yeah. Crazy. And by the way, if anybody's listening to this and needs especially baby clothes, I'm a great supporter of hand-me-downs.
Yeah.
And
so if you're in need.
Yeah, if you need, you know, DM us, whatever. I have a lot of baby clothes, unisex and girly ones until the age of 2. So anything yeah. from 0 to 2. And even if it's more than one person, I have a lot and
yeah.
stuff to go around. DM, I will send them to you.
Yeah, please do that.
There's no point of me hoarding.
No.
There's no need of it.
No. I think I'm pretty good at that. So yeah. I normally like I give away a lot, especially the kids stuff. Though my husband still thinks I'm a bit of a hoarder, but I don't. What I do is I keep the stuff.
Sentimental stuff.
No, but not even that. Like, good. But I keep them, and then normally what I also do, because my mom in Shags, she helps like a lot of schools and all that. So normally like every 6 months I send stuff down, and I also try to get my friends to give me their stuff. So I normally just send stuff to Shags, and then my mom distributes.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. Good to know as yeah. well. Yeah, I have.
She distributes
do that
like,
quite a bit as well.
To the schools around
awesome.
And all that. So that's really good. But right now I've decluttered my son's room. He doesn't have much. It's my daughter's room, because I think she's a... if you let her be, she can keep everything and anything
yeah.
in her sight. So I think we need to declutter that. And I think because of the many work trips I have, I'm slowly revamping my wardrobe. So
that's exactly what I'm doing
yes.
now as well. Yeah.
So I'm revamping my wardrobe. So what I'm going to do between today and when I have to travel, I have to kind of get rid of the stuff. Not get rid, but like I want to like... put everything on the bed and go through everything, and then what I don't want, like I'll either ask my niece to choose, and then the rest I give away.
Yeah.
So I'm working on that, and then I realized also my shoe collection had kind of dwindled, so I went ham. I got like 8 pairs of shoes, you know,
oh
like
my
at
gosh.
A go. So because I just want to also get rid of the stuff, and I also normally believe in not giving people things away that are tattered.
Yes,
and like, so
yeah.
I like giving
yeah,
things away
nice.
That will still give you value
yeah,
and that
yeah.
you'll enjoy them and they'll give you joy.
Yeah.
So I'm trying. I'm also, it's so funny. Like we're on the same mindset. I'm
yeah.
also on that frame where I'm like decluttering and like, but slowly I'm not like no one room every day or something, but just like.
Yeah, slowly. For me, I've
so
given
on.
Myself until the end of the year
yeah.
to declutter the whole digs. So at the moment, I'm just doing the kids stuff in my room, and then we'll go through, you know, the living room, kitchen.
Yes.
All of it. Yeah. Simplicity. So just stuff that we use. I don't see what the point of having things that are there to be seen accumulating dust. Exactly. I don't want to see
exactly.
it.
Exactly. But like, I've narrowed down, even for my kids now, we shop once a year. And for me, that works very well because you avoid over shopping for them. So like, generally, I don't shop for them throughout, unless it's like a school item or something.
Mm.
Over summer, I take one day, I shop for both of them. Like, it's underwear, socks, everything. Like, now it's restocked.
Yeah.
We don't talk about clothes. It's like an exceptional thing maybe I've seen, but I basically don't buy clothes for them because that's another avenue of like over, you know, just having a lot of things. And then I want to work around something like that for myself also. Like,
yeah.
These are the pieces I want to get in this year, maybe 3-4.
What do you call it? A capsule wardrobe.
Yeah, wardrobe. Just have to like, every time you see something, you're like, let me buy this. And then you end up not wearing it.
Yeah.
So that's the bit of journey I'm on right
Good.
Now.
Yeah, we're on the same page.
Yeah, but so what are our next steps? Oh, before I forget, we have a segment.
We do.
Yeah, before we finalize, because I think our time is almost up.
Yeah.
Last time, in our last episode, you remember we introduced a new segment of what we're reading.
What we're watching.
What we're watching and what we're listening to. And I think, I've also fallen off my bandwagon for what you're reading, to be honest.
Really?
I have. As in, it's terrible. I have. Do you know, I had promised myself I'd do 12 books this year.
What number are you on now?
I swear I'm on book 4. But I'm going to ramp it up. Right now, when I'm traveling, I'm going to travel with 3 books. And I'll finish all of them. Because my evenings are my own now. So, like, I don't have too many activities in the evening. I'm not going to watch so much. So like, and also on the commute, because I'm also commuting a bit. Like, I have 2-hour, 3-hour train rides. That's going to do some reading.
I was told during one of my sessions that I spend too much time on my phone, and I do.
Same here.
So
it's a problem.
I have a schedule on when I look at my phone on social media.
Uh-huh.
Reading has to be my default.
Yes.
This is what we have agreed. Uh-huh. So I don't really, I wake up in the morning, I am supposed to not look at my phone.
Yeah.
So in the middle of the morning, I'll check my messages, mm-hmm. reply, check whimsy stuff, for example, finished.
Yeah.
Default is the reading. Why I've already done the book. Yeah, you see what I mean? So it works, and it's like, okay then. And actually my anxiety has dropped.
Yeah.
Because I'm not...
You're not scrolling. Like, yeah, so
I'm
for
sleeping
me,
better
yeah.
because I'm not scrolling, at night. So I just finished watching this, reading The Secret Lives of Abasegi's Wives. Have you read that one?
I have. I just recommended it to someone the other day.
So
it's such
funny.
A good book. It's hilarious.
So funny.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's so funny. Like, I just recommended that book to someone. I was like, this, you know, if you want like a nice read, but something that will just make you happy, please read Baba Segi's Four Wives. I think I'm going to read it again. It was so good.
I enjoyed it so much. And I read that while I was on holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine.
Wow.
So I would find some time, I sit down and, you know, I just go through it. But I finish it. Right now I'm reading another one called Maybe You Should Talk to Someone.
Uh-huh.
A Therapist, Her Therapist, and Our Lives Revealed.
Oh, nice.
It's quite funny. It's about, so it's basically about a therapist who's going through her own personal turmoil while still seeing patients and seeing herself in those patients. It's quite a thick book. I'm struggling because it's massive, but it's really interesting.
Okay.
What I'm listening to, and it's not even music, having said that, Beyonce A1, I'm going to leave Beyonce to you.
Ah, yes.
But while I was away, a news story came up about a guy in Australia called Chris Dawson, who's mm-hmm. just been prosecuted for his wife's murder.
Uh-huh.
And he had gotten away with it.
Assumed he had gotten away with it.
Well, there's never been evidence.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And that's why he's never been prosecuted for it's over 30-something years.
Oh, okay.
But there was a podcast series that came out about it that made the Australian police reopen this case.
Reopen the case,
And he was then rearrested in 2018. Yeah. And now he's been, I think he's being sentenced or has been sentenced.
Uh-huh.
So I've started listening to the podcast that got him into... Yeah. Rearrested, which is really interesting.
Oh, interesting. And it's called, check it out.
It's called The Teacher's Pet.
Uh-huh.
And basically, he was a school teacher in summary. He was a school teacher, high school school teacher in the 80s. Mm-hmm. And he used to sleep with the students. And it was a known thing.
Pedophile.
Yeah, it was a known thing in those high schools in Sydney, in Manly Beach or something, somewhere like that. Uh-huh. And they used to prey on 15, 16-year-old girls. It was a thing that they did. Which was yuck. And they had families. They were married. This guy, though, hired this babe as a babysitter, eventually moved her into his house while his wife was there.
Yeah.
And then one day the wife disappeared, left the kids. Two daughters they had. So the story is like, there's no way she would have left the kids. It's never been seen. Yeah. Nobody knows where she is, blah, blah, blah.
Okay. Interesting.
I'll send you the thing.
Please send me the thing.
I'm that really enjoying
it. No, but that's really good. Like in terms of listening to, we love This American Life. Fantastic podcasts. And that's what reminds me of the very first one we had 6-7 years ago about Adnan Syed. His case was reopened because of that. But now when we were doing our long drives during summer, we listened to one of their recent ones about this radical, there was this whole hullabaloo in the UK about radicalization in schools. I don't know. I forget where it was, in one place in the UK. Such a good podcast. 8 episodes. But like, what am I listening to? Not much. I'm listening to DJ Shinsky a lot of his mixes.
I love DJ Shinsky.
And of course, I'm excited. Beyonce has her new album.
Yeah.
I'm still like, I love the songs, but not all of them. Like some have to grow on me.
Yeah.
Like I've listened to it now on a roll, like twice, you know, like the whole album, so that, you know, the way it is, like back to back to back. I love some songs, but some I think I have to grow. This is like the one, you know, it's not like the past album where I was just like, oh my God, I could sing all the lyrics.
Yeah.
So some songs are still growing on me, but of course she's Queen Bee. I'm just waiting for her to announce tour.
Me, I'm not part of the Beehive, but I like the disco direction of this thing.
Yeah.
I enjoy the beats.
Yeah.
Some of it has been overplayed to the point I can't deal anymore, but it's a great, I love it. I think it's like a nice album.
Yeah.
Watching House of the Dragon, my friend.
I know.
Have you started?
We watched last night the third episode.
Have you done the third?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes. But here's the thing. I am not I'm waiting for them to wow me. I'm sorry. My honest opinion is like, okay, it's good so far, but like, I feel like it's a bit,
How many episodes are they? Is it supposed to be, by the way? No, how many episodes is the whole thing?
Who knows?
You know?
I'm not sure. Maybe 10.
Let me check.
Yeah. But I think we're soon winding up, so we need to finish. But like, yesterday I watched the third episode and I was like, okay. Yeah, maybe I'm going to leave 2-3 episodes to accumulate.
Yeah, this was a bit slow.
Yeah, it was so, the it last was a one bit was slow. So I'm like, but to wind it off about what we're enjoying watching, in our next podcast episode, I will come back with a review of the show I'm going to see. I am going to watch Dave Chappelle and Chris Rock live.
Oh my God. Where are you watching? In Denmark?
In Copenhagen.
Copenhagen. Yes. Friends of mine have just been this past weekend in London.
Yes.
And I saw them and I'm so jealous.
Yes.
That would be fab.
So next time, in our review of what we've watched, that's going to be my review. I can't wait. It's going to be a no technology show. You're not allowed to have your phone. You're not allowed to have your watch. You're not allowed to have any recording. You're just meant to go there and enjoy. And I'm so looking forward to that. Like my whole attention will just be there. And maybe he'll address the Will Smith fiasco. Francis, this is the first show of the... I cannot wait. That is the excitement I have. On that high, excitable note, I think we're going to wind up here. It has just been an episode of us catching you up on what we've been doing during this period away, our hiatus. But we're back, baby, like we never left.
Exactly.
So you know the drill. Follow us on our socials, listen to our podcast, share with your friends. We're going to plan a live, hopefully, I think in October, we're going to plan a live. Send us those questions. We're going to have a question box on our Instagram soon, so you can send us some questions. Then we're going to do a nice live for you guys and, you know, just support us. And we love you and thank you. And this is Something About Life.
All about grown people business.
Bye.
Bye.